Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Nelson Briles. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Brock reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Flood steals second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Frean and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Shannon moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles is 0 for 1 in the game. Briles strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Northrup. Brock reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Brock trying to get to home. Horton throws the ball into Freehan, who tags Brock, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horton for the out. Kaline moves to third. Cash moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup is walked intentionally. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. Two outs. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles is 0-for-2 in the game. Briles is hit by the pitch. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Joe Horner now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lolick moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Lolick moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lolick scores. McAuliffe scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Ron Willis now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Lolick covering. safe. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive towards the mound. Willis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Ron Davis. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver moves to second. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Ed Spezio. Roger Maris pinch hits for Ron Willis. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.